Welcome to Believers Academy. We're so glad you are joining us in this series, How to Pray for Others. You are studying Lesson 5, Praise is Powerful. To get the most out of this lesson, you can download the accompanying materials and use them for further study. At any time, you can pause to look up scriptures, make notes, and rewind to catch up.
Hello, partners. I'm Kenneth Copeland. Welcome to the Believers Academy Prayer Series. There's no time or distance where the Word of God is concerned. There's no time or distance in the realm of the Spirit. That means that the Word preached, as long as it's the Word of God, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, or 100 years ago, it's as relevant today as it was then. Amen. So, let's get to it.
We thank you for the Word. My. We thank you for the richness of your Word, for your presence among us. And we thank you for the privilege of prayer and for the privilege of finding out about prayer and how to pray effectively and gain results. And we thank you for it. Open the eyes of our understanding today, Lord. Flood our hearts with light. We want to hear from heaven concerning prayer. We give you the praise and the honor and the glory for it. In Jesus' name, amen. We've been talking now for several weeks about prayer. We've talked about prayers that change things, prayer of agreement, binding and loosing, petition, supplication, intercession. Yesterday, we began talking about thanksgiving and praise. Now, I want to go back over here now to the book of Philippians. In the fourth chapter, the Holy Spirit said through the Apostle Paul, be careful for nothing, or in today's vernacular, we'd say, don't get upset or fretful about anything. Now, actually, if you'll read this, you notice he said in the fourth verse, read this carefully, read it like the Apostle Paul was encouraging you and speaking right to you. Now, listen to what he said here. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men, for the Lord is at hand. Don't get upset about anything. Now, he is saying here that your life of rejoicing and your life of, when he said moderation, some of you maybe don't understand what he's talking about there. He's talking about the Christian's life of moderation doesn't mean that he doesn't have anything or can't ever do anything, just a poor mouse, you know, live over on the other side of the track, just a little crumb snatcher of some kind and burden on society. No. He's talking about the fella, you know, that can live on either side of the track, doesn't get upset about anything. His moderation is the fact that he's not all upset because business is good or business is bad. He's not all upset because of the devil or anybody else. He's rejoicing in the Lord. Somebody said, how are you doing? Great. Praise God. Amen. Great. How can he say that? I happen to know the guy's got more trouble, you know, than a one-armed paper hanger. No. He's not moved by what he sees or what he feels. Great. We're one day closer to the resurrection. That had to be great, wouldn't it? Amen. Great. How you doing? Wonderful. Wonderful. Oh, how could he say that? And all the troubles he had, I don't have them. I don't let those troubles get me down and work on me and worry on me and all that. Roll the care of them over on the Lord and begin to rejoice. Now, here is an area that Christians not only should or could learn, you're going to have to learn it. We are latter-day believers. We are the believers of the last days. We are the ones that are here at the time of Satan's overthrow. Praise God. Woo! We're going to have to learn how to rejoice in the Lord in the face of whatever comes down the road, because it has purpose in it. It has power in it. It's not just some kind of put-on little, oh, yes, amen, thank you, Jesus. That's not what I'm talking about at all. I'm talking about something that is so powerful that the Bible said, I will praise thee, O Lord, and when my enemies fall back at your presence, I'm talking about a praise of God in your everyday life, not just when you go to church and sing and worship God. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. I'm not putting that down. But that's not the only place you ought to be rejoicing. The Bible said, rejoice always. And again, I say rejoice. And don't fall for the temptation to be in strife and worry, but in prayer and supplication. In what? Everything. Everything. Your entire life ought to be lived in the name of Jesus in prayer and communication with God. Somebody asked Smith Wigglesworth one time, and this applies to my life too. He said, how much time do you spend in prayer? He said, I rarely pray over 10 to 15 minutes at a time, but I never do go over 10 or 15 minutes that I don't pray. And so the guy's praying all the time, see? Constant communication with God. Now, let me show you something here. Be careful for nothing. In other words, don't fall for the temptation to get worried. But in everything, by prayer, supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep. It doesn't say there's a good chance it might. It says it will. That is a promise. It is under the influence of God Almighty, who cannot lie. God said the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. But now, the peace of God doesn't keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus, and then you don't fret or be anxious, but through prayer and supplication and thanksgivings, let your request be made known to God. No, it don't work that way. You got a worry-filled mind. You do not have a mind controlled by God. Oh, Brother Copeland, I've been asking God to take over my mind. Well, that's one of your problems. Look at the next verse. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which you've both learned and received, heard and seen in me, do them, and the peace of God will be with you. Now, he says, you have to think on these things. He told the church at Corinth, he said, cast down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge or the Word of God. The Word of God says you're healed by His stripes. Your mind comes along and says, yeah, but you ain't going to get your healing this time. You're going to have to cast that down. That's not of God. I mean, you take every thought into captivity. I don't know how to do that. Well, you've come to the right place, because I'm going to show you how right now. He said, if there be any praise, think on these things. Now, over in the book of Ephesians, he made the statement that instead of allowing corrupt communication to come out of your mouth, praise instead. Now, I want to show you some things about praise. First of all, let me make this statement to you. He said pray prayers of supplication and prayers of thanksgiving together. In other words, thanksgiving ought to be the part of every prayer you pray. And once you've prayed the prayer of faith, then every time you mention that to God from now on, it ought to be in the form of thanksgiving and praise. Because once you've prayed, brother, I mean, the Bible said if we pray anything according to His will, well, that's according to His Word. And if I've said it once, I don't know how many times I've said it, if you're going to pray, go to the Word first and find the answer to the prayer before you ever pray it. I mean, start off with the answer. Don't just hope to get it somewhere or another. Go to the Word that promises it to you and builds your prayer on that. Then you know God hears. You know God's Word is His will. God didn't say one thing, His Word and will another. So, you pray, the Bible said in 1 John chapter 5, if we pray anything according to His will, we know He hears us. Say that out loud. I know He hears me. The Bible said that His eyes are over the righteous. Am I righteous? Oh, you are if you made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. Amen. That's one of the primary reason Jesus went to the cross was to give you again right standing with God, to wipe sin out from between you and God. Amen. And it says His ears are open to their prayers. His ears are open to your prayers. He'll hear you pray. The problem with your prayers, though, is just doing a bunch of junk that's not prayer to start with. I mean, that's like going out to your car, sit down in the back seat and cry because it won't start. You can't start it from the back seat. You're going to have to do certain things to make that thing run. It's there, ready to go, but you in the back seat crying because it won't start. Well, you sit there till the tires rot off of it. It ain't going to do any good. Even though the car's willing, even though it's full of gas, even though it's ready to go, you in the back seat crying because it won't start. Dear Lord. Well, that's the way a lot of people are about prayer, see? And all the time, here it is, right? He tells you right here what to do. He didn't tell you to walk the floor till 4 o'clock in the morning and said, "Oh, God, don't you know Johnny's going to hell?" That's not what He said do. He said, "Don't be careful or fret about it." "Well, I can't seem to get it off my mind." Oh, now you've touched a nerve. Now you've begun to touch something that He's dealing with here. And praise. Let me make it to you in this form of a statement like this. Don't ever, I mean once you've gone to God's Word and you have presented His Word before Him and you have prayed and you've said, "Amen, that settles it. God said it and I believe it." Once you've done that, don't ever, 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 ever. If you do ever, repent of it and don't ever do it again. Don't ever, 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 ever allow thoughts of doubt, unbelief enter into your consciousness and take root there. Don't allow them in there to start with. Every fear, every doubt, every thought of unbelief, you answer it immediately with the Word of God. Don't think all night long about it and then get up the next morning, "Well, maybe I ought to pray." No, no. If you have to get up in the middle of the night and go ahead and begin to praise and worship God, praise Him with the same verses of Scripture that you based the prayer on when you prayed it in the first place. You believe in God for your children? Go to the Word of God that promises your children and stand before the throne of grace and obtain mercy and grace to help in a time of need and believe God. And then instead of crying, squalling, and bawling about them, just begin to praise God. "I want to thank You that great is the peace of my children. I want to thank You that my son, my daughter are taught of the Lord and filled with the Spirit of the living God and living for God. I want to thank You for it, Lord. I want to praise You that You're getting laborers across their path with the Word of God. I want to thank You that You are moving to bring them in. I want to thank You that You said through the Apostle Peter that You know how to deliver those." Hallelujah. You know how to deliver my son. Instead of walking the floor crying and carrying on, fretting and being anxious and driving the thing away from you by acting on, speaking on, and allowing thoughts of doubt, unbelief, and fear to take root in your consciousness and get in your mouth. You begin to praise God and worship Him. Amen. Did you know you can't think one thing and say another? Every time you say something, your head has to stop and see what your mouth has to say. Oh, yeah, every time. Just don't, not out loud, but to yourself, start counting from 1 to 10. Now say your name out loud, Kenneth Copeland. What happened to the counting? Your head had to stop and see what your mouth had to say. And any time you begin to praise and worship God, I want you to know you got the devil by the throat. I mean, it is the most powerful thing that men can enter into is a praise and a worship of Almighty God, and the power of the Spirit of God is bound by God's Word to come move in on the scene and change things that are out of line with God. I don't care if you're so far out of the will of God. I mean, you're so far out of the will of God, you don't even know where God went. I mean, you just missed Him a million miles. You can begin to praise God. You don't praise Him for being out of His will. You just praise Him that He's God and praise Him, "Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." That the most serious time in my life that I was ever out of the will of God, where my life and the direction of this ministry was concerned, the way I got it back was by praising God. I praised God all day long, every day, day after day after day. And the praise that I was making to God was, I said, God, your way is best. Your way is first. Your will be done in my life. Your will be done in this ministry. Your will, not my will, be done. And I believe I receive your wisdom to walk in your will. I believe you can take me from this place of mistake and error and put me back over there in your perfect will. I believe you can. It's the most impossible looking thing I ever saw in my life. I wasn't too sure where his will was. I bungled it up so bad. But then I just kept worshiping God, and God started changing things. And I want you to know, it wasn't long. It started clearing up, and I saw where we had to go. Wasn't so difficult after all anyway, because after all, God was there to do it. Not my business to do it. It's my business to go do His will and walk in it by faith. It's His business to bring the results. I can't save anybody. I can't heal anybody, but I can bring you the message of salvation and the message of healing and the message of deliverance, praise God, and walk in His will. Thy will be done in my life and in this ministry. And I praised God and pray, and I still do it every day, even though we're walking more close to His perfect will now than we ever have in the 20-plus years that we've been in this ministry. Every day in my prayer time, your will be done in my life and in the life of my family and in the life of this ministry and in the life of my partners today. Your will be done, Lord. Now, give you some thoughts about praise. In praising God, you need to learn to rely on the Holy Spirit. He's the power in this thing. You don't have to generate something. Some people have the idea that I'm not doing any good praising God unless I kick all the furniture over. You're going to wind up sometime or another kicking the furniture over, because, I mean, there are times that happens. But there are times when you can stand in that place where maybe nobody can hear you out loud, and you're standing there just saying, oh, I praise you, Jesus. I thank you, and I praise you in this situation. They brought us the news one Monday, the day that our convention started here in Fort Worth, Tarrant County Convention Center, which is our biggest convention every year. And that morning, one of the young men is the son of one of our crusade coordinators and directors was driving my granddaughter, who at the time was just 2 years old, just a little baby. He was taking her in my daughter's car out to our child care center out here at Eagle Mountain, where the little kids were staying while we were all downtown starting that convention. This is on Monday morning, first day of the convention. They brought us word that morning that they had a car wreck on the way out there. And there were reports that little Jenny wasn't expected to live. And when they saw his little baby in the car, she worked her way out of her car seat. And he looked in the rearview mirror and saw her standing up back there in the back seat, out of the car seat. And when he turned to look, he missed a turn, and that car flipped over. Well, thank God this young man was full of the Word of God and faith. He's still hanging upside down in his seat belt in that car. And when he was dazed, and when they came out there to check on him, he's hanging there in that seat belt just saying, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth will speak. And I'm going to tell you right now, I don't care how big a churchgoer you are, if you don't spend some time in prayer and in the praise of God and in that atmosphere of praise, there's not going to be anything in your spirit that comes out and say, that, there are some dumb, stupid thing you wish you never had said, you know. So it threw Jenny out of the car 30, 40 feet away. And make a long story short, they brought us that word. Well, the first thing that happens, man, I don't care how quick on the draw you are, the first thing, hey, you just see this picture of disaster and your baby dying and all this kind of thing. Well, if you're in the things of God and you're taught in the things of God and you spend time with God and your heart's full of praise and you fill your mouth with the power of God, then in times like that, when it's more than your mind can take, And your mind just kind of checks out and says tilt and stands out of the way, letting your spirit take over, which is the way it was created by God to do, then When you're in that position, the first thing that happens, happened to Gloria, happened to me, happened to Kelly, Jenny's mother happened to Win, Jenny's daddy. I mean, we just immediately, right, just locked into the Word of God. And I remember the first thought that somebody gave me, I said, no, I don't allow that thought to enter my consciousness. In the name of Jesus, I take authority over you, and I praise my God. Greater is He that's in us than he that is in the world. No weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against me shall be condemned for my sake. For this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of God, and the power of the living God is in this family. We're a family without tragedy, and we have the peace of God and we rejoice. What am I doing? I'm praising and worshiping God right in the face of that disaster, and there's no way that those thoughts of doubt, unbelief, and fear could take hold in my consciousness. I didn't even hear half of the junk people said to me. I'm just talking out. Sometimes I wasn't talking very loud. Other times I was. But Jenny is perfectly well. It broke a bone or two, and they didn't think she was going to live. But she did, praise God, and after a few hours, she snapped out of it, and here she came. Well, praise God. You see what happened? We closed the door to the devil's operation. We closed the door to death. We went to slamming the doors in his face, and praise God, Barry Tubbs Jr., the young man driving that car, thank God he wasn't hurt. God protected him. God took care of him all the way. And the man that was behind the car when it flipped over was a Holy Ghost missionary to Central America, and he saw the whole thing, and he jumped out of that car, and the first man on the scene is praying in the Spirit and praising and worshiping God. Yeah. Amen. Oh, yeah. Amen. Instead of, oh, God, Jenny's going to die. Oh, what am I going to do if that baby dies? I mean, what am I going to do if that baby dies and I've preached faith all these years and I'm going to look like a fool and everybody's going to think I'm crazy? You ain't thinking about anybody but yourself. You ought to just go to bed and pull a cover up on you and let 12 grown men gather around your bed and pray over you till something happens to you, because you're in the way. Yes, say, man, I've been in the way for 51 years. Yeah, right in the way. Get out of the way. Amen. Get the Word of God in you. Spend some time in the Word and in praise. Listen to what these different scriptures have to say about it. The Word says that God creates the praise of our mouth. The Word says we are a royal priesthood, and He perfects the fruit of our lips. And God ordained strength out of our mouths that'll stop the enemy. The 22nd Psalm, if you'll study it a little bit, you'll find out that Jesus defeated all the powers of hell with the weapon of praise. He said, I will praise the Most High God even in that deep congregation, even in that place.
Whoa, now wait a minute, you ain't done yet. There's more in this series, so don't miss out. And don't try to jump around, yeah, but I want... No. Just watch each and every lesson and learn and pray and pray and learn. And then learn and pray and pray and learn. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for studying with us today. Please join us for the next series.